This is Real Life with Lisa Jesswine on Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Lisa Jesswine.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? Happy days before all the craziness starts, a la the holidays. So I thought this would be the perfect time for us to talk about food. Well, kind of. It's a little bit about food. But this is a really interesting guest that we have today with us. She is called the Clairvoyant Gourmet. Let that kind of sink in for just a minute. The Clairvoyant Gourmet. And she is a very rare 5C clairvoyant. And in case you guys don't know what that is, we're going to let her tell you in just a minute. Her name is Janie Beauclair or Beauclair. What's the correct way to pronounce?
Beauclair was just perfect.
Yay, Janie Beauclair. Thank you for being here.
Hi, Lisa.
I am so happy that we get to talk about this because the minute I saw that Clairvoyant Gourmet, I was like, oh, you put together two of my favorite things. Like mixed it up in a pie and there it is. And I loved it. So explain to our listeners briefly about what a rare 5C clairvoyant is.
Well, most clairvoyants use a couple of their intuitive skills. A lot of them can feel intuition, you know, feel it in their gut kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them can get sensations. With me, more of my senses are intact as far as I can taste things, I can smell things, I can literally see the faces that I'm talking to on the other side. I can hear them clearly as if you and I are talking right now. And my body feels sensations, as in I can often feel how someone passed away and can describe really vividly, like exactly what that person went through within their body. Mm-hmm. So what it means is that my senses are so highly in tune, mm-hmm, that I not only can sense what's going on, but I literally can feel, smell, and taste what's going on.
Now, do you feel, because this is what I believe, is that spirit can connect with us through all of those senses, and yours is very highly attuned. You've been, using this and doing all of this. But if somebody is listening right now and they suddenly smell something or they suddenly hear something, they have the ability to do that, right?
Every single human brain is capable of doing that. What usually stops someone from doing it is disbelief. They don't believe that they're actually hearing someone else. Like I just did a reading this morning with a news TV host, and what her comment was, I always think I hear my grandmother, but then I think it's my own head talking to me. But the reality is she is actually hearing her and she is connecting to her, but her silly mind says that can't possibly be happening. Mm-hmm. So therefore she dismisses it. And that's what most humans do, because it's hard to believe.
And so when did this notion of clairvoyant gourmet come up, of when you really started feeling or hearing things about food? Because there's a recipe book coming out, right?
There is, actually, yes. And it started, I've been clairvoyant since I was born, and there are other clairvoyants in our family, so it seems to be something that our female bloodline was very in tune to generations ago. But the thing that's interesting is I started getting more and more connected after my father passed away, which was about 10 years ago. Mm. Suddenly then I started tasting things and smelling foods and smelling flowers and smelling things that the other side was connecting me to. And so for me, I felt like he opened that door for me to be more aware of what my senses were able to do. And the food came in all at that same time, where I was noticing, I started really putting together that over all the years I've been doing all of these readings, year after year after year, and food always comes into the conversation through grandma or great grandma or mom or somebody, because it comes in to remind someone, oh, remember that family birthday party for Uncle Joe when we all had barbecued chicken and da 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 da.
Mm-hmm.
So it starts to come in as a reminder to make you think about a certain event and put you in a certain place. But as I realized that so many readings come in with a food attachment to it, I started putting together the reason behind that is because food and the kitchen is really connected to an overabundance of love between family. And when I realized how special that was, that, wow, all these people that want to connect to their loved ones on earth, they bring up events around food. Yeah. So food is definitely a big factor in love and something that makes people really aware of the love that family has for each other around the table.
So how often do you get people asking you, I've lost that recipe, contact grandma, I need it, hurry.
Well, this morning I was in Tampa, Florida, and I was on a TV station, Channel 10 there, and I was asked by the host to have Great Grandma's biscuit recipe. And so we came up with that. We connected to Great Grandma and got all the secret recipe. And then I was asked for Nana's fried chicken, and we got that. But what another lady came through for her granddaughter and reminded her about the awesome chocolate chip cookies they used to make together. And then another person talked about peach cobbler. And that brought this young man to a certain memory of a family gathering around peach cobbler. So it's pretty common at this point when they hear what my name is and they get it. They're like, oh, my God, my grandma or my mom used to make this and none of us could figure it out. And you know,
and there it is. Cool. See, that's good. You make happy readings. That's what I like.
Absolutely.
Really happy, positive readings. And the cool thing about what's coming up about this this book as well is that you are going to offer insight on what kind of foods are needed to balance your chakra energy system. And we've talked about on my show before all about, by the way, do you say chakra or chakra?
I say whatever you want to say.
Thank you. I got corrected before and I was like, look, that's how it came out of my mouth. As far as balancing that goes, certain foods can. So what I wanted to do, because there was a friend of mine who said, gosh, you know, she sounds really interesting. I wonder if there would be ideas to help people with foods to eat because she has trouble sleeping at night. So I brought her on the show today. So Kathy, Janie, Kathy.
Hi, Janie.
Hi, Kathy. That's a pleasure. And let me tell you, I've had a lot of different readings for this exact purpose. And there's some real science behind it. So it's not just clairvoyant foo-foo, as someone once said to me.
Okay.
there's some real technical science behind it. If you check out my website, The Clairvoyant Gourmet, I have a page on there about feeding your chakras. And why I'm pointing that out is because what I've learned over the years is that your chakras, your seven main energy points within your body, because you also have some above your body, but the ones that are in your body, each chakra point relates to specific organs in your body that it works with. So if you're having, like a young lady this morning has Crohn's disease, and I was seeing that her sacral chakra, which is just under her belly button area, was completely blocked. Well, that chakra is connected to your intestines and a variety of things that are happening with digestion. So when you look at that chakra and what organ it's connected to, and then you look at what that chakra likes to be fed, you're feeding to fix what's happening with those organs that it's connected to.
Okay.
So it's a really, it's a medical thing in one regard, but it's an energy thing in another regard. So you're kind of getting a double bang for your buck.
Okay.
And what I put on my website was I show you the chakra, then I show you what organs and systems in your body it's connected to, and then I show you what food to feed it so that you can make the full circle of understanding on how to heal or improve certain parts of your body that might be functioning wrong. But at the same time, you're clearing the energy in those parts of your body so that you can actually connect to your intuitive self on a cleaner level and get a better understanding of the messages that are trying to come into you.
Now, does that include, you know, having trouble sleeping, you know, because it's not necessarily an organ, you know?
Yes, because the having trouble sleeping is completely surrounding the mind. And so your third eye and your crown chakra are all about the brain. And your third eye is like right between your eyebrows.
Okay.
And your crown chakra is at the top of your head. Now, something that is really good for your third eye and your crown is chocolate.
Ooh, lucky you, Kath.
I like that.
And there's a variety of things that are really good for you to eat that will help improve your sleep. Your crown chakra likes everything to be white, meaning put things like garlic, like onions, like a variety of white foods into your diet, particularly for you, since you're wanting to do the sleepy thing, put a lot of that in your dinner since it's like your primary last dinner of the day.
Okay.
And then also purple things. Purple things for your third eye and your crown. They both work together, the third eye and the crown. So purple things would be things like eggplants or plums or any kind of purple grapes, anything in that purple color, which matches the color of the chakra, feeds that part of the brain. So when you're feeding your system, which in this case is the brain, with things that help to heal it, and you particularly do that kind of heavy at the nighttime for you, it makes your brain calm down. It makes your brain take a deep breath, if you will, and allow you to have some peace and tranquility.
Oh, see, this is good stuff. She's feverishly jotting down notes.
I am.
You can find it on my website. You don't even have to jot. Just relax and listen.
Okay. So I have one more question.
Sure.
So the question is, so the crown chakra is blocked, and these foods would help clear that up? Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes, exactly. And it's not only your crown, it's your third eye. Because I see that you get headaches.
Yes, she does. You're right in the right zone there. If you're tuning into her, you're right on board. Keep going.
Yeah, I'm totally getting headaches. And that's the third eye and the crown both cloudy. They're not blocked, but they are cloudy, meaning they're still functioning, but they've got some, a little yuck in there that needs a clean out.
Okay.
So it's just like taking a washcloth and washing your face after you've been playing and sweating. So you're just wiping off the skin, if you will, just to clean yourself. It's the same concept by eating certain foods for those certain chakras. So what I'm getting for you really strongly is dark chocolate. Having a few bites of dark chocolate when you get a headache, having a few bites of dark chocolate when you before you go to bed, is really going to help to clear up those energies that are blocking you right now.
Okay.
And then I don't know if you've ever done a chakra clearing. I have one of those on my website I put together for a girlfriend of mine. Okay. It's like a 15-minute listen to the directions, follow it. It's literally watching energy go from your feet up through your body and clear through and come out the top of your head, literally like it's like a roto-rooter for your energy system. It's something that you can do often. You can do it, you know, a few times a day or just once a day. It takes maybe 10 minutes tops. But what that does is moves stuff out of the way that is blocking your energy from traveling top to bottom, back and forth in your body. And so when something's blocking, then it gets clogged. It's just like when a drain is blocked, it gets clogged, right? And you can't penetrate things through. What's happening in your head is you're having a hard time getting the energy to flow up in through your skull cavity, roll around and flow back through your body. Mm-hmm. So by eating these foods that will help to clear your energy systems in your brain and in your face, you'll see that you'll start to get some relief from your tension headaches, because I feel like it's tension headache is what you get. And I feel like you get them a lot in the front of your face, like in your forehead kind of area.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, it's tension related, and that is building up from having chakras that are a little cloudy.
You know, I can just hear, you know, people out there right now going, "Ooh, I hope mine can be cured by grapes and chocolate too." They can't wait to go to your website and find out if their cure is also grapes and chocolate. No, that would be fantastic. And by the way, we will have a link to Janie's website up on our website as well. But it is clairvoyantgourmet.com. I mean, this is something that is really, I mean, you heard the way she was just talking to Kathy. And here's the deal. If somebody is suffering from something for so long and they're try anything, why not? What have you got to lose, right? So,
and let me tell you, that's how this all began for me, researching and learning about this, was I have a son who wasn't feeling well, and modern medicine was not helping. And it didn't matter how many doctors or what they tried, he wasn't finding any kind of relief. And I started looking into, well, maybe we should change up your diet. And he was 21 when this started, and he's 30 now.
Mm.
And so when I started looking into changing up the diet, I came across something that started talking about food and energies, and it really piqued my interest. And so the deeper I got into digging into the science of what food does for your body is where I found the information about chakras and how clear chakras means your body's healthy. If your body's healthy, the extra bonus is you actually, your intuition is at a higher level, and you can actually connect to universal messages coming into you. And most of the time, the messages that come in are how to keep your body alive.
That's
so it's
right.
it's a full circle, and it's just like, wow, I guess like the trifecta just from eating things that work for me.
And so when you connect to your guides, your loved ones, do you do it mostly through your spirit guides or through people that you know that have crossed over? How do you do that?
All the above. Mm. A lot of times I'll have people that I've never met, like Archangel Michael, pop into my head. And I'll also have people that are more worldly, like Buddha, for example, and other gods that other people worship and look up to.
Sweet. What does Buddha want to eat? Because they're like, Buddha just shows up and goes, I've got a great recipe for spaghetti. I mean,
Actually, what I get from him is a lot of fruit and mainly orange.
Okay.
Oranges, mango, everything in the orange family.
Okay.
For some reason, he seems to be related to very much in the orange world. But it's interesting because, yes, I can connect to families and like your cousin, your uncle, that type of thing. But then there's a lot of people that come through that aren't related to a specific person sitting in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And they come through because they happen to be one of your angels. And they have a very important, what they feel is a very important message to help guide you into your future. So it's not always grandma going, hey, remember those cookies? They were awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But it could be someone else's grandma that's been also an angel in your life saying, hey, I really need you to really concentrate on, you know, walking the line directly to this particular focus.
Mm-hmm.
And because you're straying off right and left and you need to get back in line, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. And associated very closely, of course, with the whole idea of, you know, food and everything would be smell, because you had talked about
Absolutely.
That one, you know, she had said, oh, I thought I heard my grandma. Well, there'll be times when you're sitting in a room and pay attention.
Yep.
If a smell comes up and it doesn't make sense to where you are, you know, this is a really strong indicator of the presence of spirit, correct?
Absolutely. Let me tell you the very first time I realized smell for myself, the very first time I was in a garage. Okay,
mm-hmm.
A garage that belonged to a mechanic, a lot of oil, a lot of stinky things, tires, you know, junk, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all I could smell was roses. And I'm sitting there in a chair, and all I could smell was roses. And I'm looking around like, could I even find one rose somewhere in this place? Why am I smelling roses? And I was smelling them so incredibly strong. I actually asked one of the mechanics, I'm like, do you have some roses around here somewhere? And he just laughed at me like, what are you kidding? It's a garage. You know? But I kept seeing white roses, and I was seeing dozens of them all around me. Like I could see them like as if someone had put 1,000 white roses all around me, and I could smell them really clearly. And I thought, what is going on?
And so
I have a spiritual guide that I talked to, and when I reached out to her, and her name is Angel, isn't that a coincidence? She said to me, that's the sign that the Mother Mary is in your area, because when the Mother Mary is around you, you will see and smell white roses. And I thought, oh wow,
hey,
that was brand new for me. I'd had no knowledge of that at all. And from that point forward, I really became aware of smell.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that I was smelling food and fruit and flowers and cologne and all kinds of different things from spirit. And once I was made aware that, you mean you can actually smell things from outside? Then it all started funneling through. It was as if I gave my brain permission to be aware of that.
Right.
And
right.
I haven't been able to stop it since.
And do you normally take, because people, we're going to have your website up there, they're able to connect with you that way. If someone were also looking to schedule a reading with you, do they do it through your website?
Absolutely. They can do it that way. They can email me. They can call me, whatever makes them happy. very easy.
And where are you out of? Are you in Florida?
I'm in Sarasota, Florida, and I'm also in Los Angeles, California. I bounce back and forth between both locations. So I'm a traveling gal.
Traveling gal, it's good. And because, you know, you have to understand these are energies. So it doesn't matter if, you know, you're here in Michigan with me and you want a reading and she's out in California, it can all be done.
I did a reading for a young lady in Spain last week. It doesn't matter what country you're in. It doesn't matter what land you're in, because it is exactly that. It's all energy related.
That we can do that.
I don't need to see you, but if you want to do it by Skype, or another way so that you can actually see me talk to you, that works totally too.
And when does the recipe book come out? Is it available now?
It's actually, the recipes are all recipes that I've channeled. Mm-hmm. They're other people's recipes, and it should be out probably the end of February, it looks like.
Okay.
What's happening is we keep adding to it.
It just won't stop.
It's actually doubled in size since the thought came up.
That's so fantastic. I love that, because it's just, it's a happy way. It's a happy memory. It's a happy thought. And it can also be healing. So I'm so glad that you were able to come on our show today and share with people a little bit, not only about what you do, but help to expand on what they think they're seeing, hearing, smelling, feeling, which of course they are.
Yes. Yeah. It's really just about opening your mind. And you know what I like to say, Lisa? Mm-hmm. You know, when you were young and you were in school and you had science class, mm-hmm. and you'd learn all these wacky things that you never heard of before? Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. It's just learning something new that you're not familiar with.
Right.
Once you become familiar with, it's a lot easier to accept that it's happening.
Yeah, give it a try. You might end up having chocolate and grapes before you go to bed. That could happen. This
you
is
should anyway.
Yeah, really. This is the Point in Our Show where we do the RL3, which is the real life three goofy, silly questions to find out a little bit more about Janie. And she has graciously agreed to answer the questions. Now, this first one, when I pulled this out of the box, I started laughing. So I had to put a little asterisk in the beginning. Other than yourself, who's the most unusual member of your family?
Oh, I would have to say my brother, Rick.
And what's up with Rick? What's going on with Rick?
Rick is the most kind-hearted young man you ever want to meet. He rides a Harley. He has a beard and looks like Santa. And when you look at him, you think, wow, this guy is so tough. Tattoos and the whole shebang. But he is the sweetest, kindest, most loving, gentle soul ever. And what his outward appearance is the opposite of the inside of him.
And he accepts all of this about you? He never gave you a hard time or about
all my brothers and sisters give me a hard time, trust me. That's what they do. That's their job.
That is their job. They're like, oh boy, here goes Jeannie again. Here comes another recipe.
Exactly.
Here. Something else is gonna come up. Question number two. What? I think I'm going to ask this one. Look, I just changed on the fly here.
Yeah.
Tell us about your first kiss.
Oh, my first kiss was with a boy named Michael Bernier, and I was in kindergarten.
Look
and
at you.
He kissed me on the cheek, and I was highly offended. And I handed him my hand because I wanted him to kiss my hand.
He's like, right for the cheek.
He went for the cheek. I gave him my hand. He kissed my hand. He asked me if I would marry him, told him I would have to ask my mother. And now I saw him probably 15 years ago, and he's married to another gentleman. And I said, see, it's a good thing I didn't let you kiss me and marry me.
So we have to go for our third and final question here. This is your fantasy name, and people call it a bunch of different things, but it's the name of the first pet you ever had. That would be your first name, and your last name would be the street you grew up on.
Oh, well, that would be Buttons Lane.
Buttons Lane. Now, that's like maybe an old school comedian or something back in the time,
right,
with like,
right?
Rip Taylor or something. Hey, everybody, it's Buttons Lane. Because we love coming up with these silly, goofy things.
I am so
grateful that you were able to be on the show today. Everybody, check out Janie Beauclair. We've got the website up there. And thank you. And I appreciate
your
time.
Thank you, Lisa.
You're
so
welcome.
Much fun. Enjoy your day, darling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.